This is Jesse Wakefield with the Sioux City Public Library, and you're listening to Check It Out. Today, I would like to recommend the nonfiction book Longitude, the true story of a lone genius who solved the greatest scientific problem of his time, by Davis Sobel. Did you know that finding longitude was a problem for seafarers since the first time boats hit the water all the way to the 18th century? Latitude is easy. You just look at the sun. But apparently, longitude was much, much trickier and incredibly easy to get wrong. And if you got it wrong, people died. It could be figured out if you knew what time it was where you were compared to what time it was at the port from where you left. But the thing was, the clock or watch that you used to keep track of that time had to be perfect. No losing time, no winding it up, no worrying about oiling it. Your watch losing even seconds of time meant you could be off hundreds of nautical miles. In 1714, the British Parliament set a 20,000 pound reward for whoever could solve the problem. To win the full prize, the method or device had to be accurate to within 1/2 degree on a trip from England to the West Indies. Enter John Harrison, a self-educated village carpenter and clockmaker. Lowly in status and not fine enough for society, this country bumpkin did what no one else could have done before him. Over several decades, he was able to create the most intricate marine clocks and watches ever forged. If he had created these as much as a century previously, he might have been accused of witchcraft. That's not hyperbole. His creations were so precise and ingenious that some of them still run today. I urge you to come to the Sioux City Public Library and get your own copy of Longitude and be astounded by the capabilities of human ingenuity.
Support for Check It Out comes from Avery Brothers.